By the grace of God, I just want to share something in line with the theme the Word God spoke to us, which we are running with. I realize that this Thursday is going to be the last Thursday in the month of September. I like that. Wow. That's another month gone. Before you know it, we've entered the 10th month, 11th month. The next thing is Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, another year gone. But by the grace of God, I believe so strongly with every conviction in my heart that God, according to his word, that he's crowning this 2025, this year, with his glory for you. Amen. The latter end of this 2025 is going to be better than every single month you've lived up to now. Amen. And I believe that's why God is putting us in a strategic position. That's why we're getting the instruction to praise God. Just wake up every morning throughout the day. And we are praising him. We've been doing it. Today is the 21st day. If you've not been, please, it's never too late. But like I said, if you're a part of this fellowship, you're already in the moving vehicle. But it comes to a time where you have to start fighting for yourself. If you read the book of Judges, the Bible tells us that Judges chapter 1, the Bible tells us that at this time, the current leader, Joshua, he had died. Before Joshua was Moses. Moses had died. Moses was like the leader, the shepherd, who shepherded, only God knows the physical number of people who are in Egyptian captivity, the Israelites. He took them out of a 430 years bondage. And he was going to take them to the promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing where, no more sorrow, no more pain. They had suffered for 430 years. Their ancestors suffered. Generations before them suffered. Those at that time met the suffering, and God was now delivering them. Now, Moses was leading them. Moses led them. You can see the story in Exodus and on. But unfortunately, Moses, who was the leader, had his own private personal battle. And it's something that anytime I think about personally as a leader, it makes me really shiver. I just remember one day like that, I fell into that, what I'll call the Moses trap. Moses had a serious anger issue. And when he gets angry, he loses it. So as a leader, and you're leading people, from time to time, you will lose it. And you will lose it because of the people. The people will make you lose it. Moses was leading them, but he had his own personal battles. He loved the people so much that when God said, "Look, let me wipe all these people off," he negotiated with God. No, don't. Kill me instead. But these people, don't kill them. God spared them. But the same people that he stuck his neck out for, the same people got him angry, he offended God because of his anger. I'm just telling somebody, 21 days we've been praising God. You better put your anger to check now before it destroys you. He lost it. They were going to get to the promised land. He led them. And God said, he won't get to the promised land. May you not, may you never be a signboard. You know what a signboard is? A signboard will stand here and point you, that's the way. But the signboard says it's not going there. May you be a sign and a wonder, not a signboard. So he died. Sorry? May you be, oh, you're praying for me. See, thank God that my wife is praying for me. I hope you are praying for me too. Okay, don't worry. If you don't pray for me, my wife prays for me. And I pray for my wife. Because we're in this together. We will enter all the fullness of God's promises together. Amen. We will not lead people and we will not go there. Amen. In fact, we are there already. So the guy, the leader, missed it. And then he handed over to another leader. A young man called Joshua. And Joshua really got them to the promised land. They destroyed, they fought, pulled down a whole wall, formidable wall of Jericho. Gained possession over the land that God had promised them. Unfortunately, Joshua, the second leader too, died. He died. And then you know what happened after he died? There was now no leader. Now, if you look at Judges chapter 1, the Bible says after the death of Joshua, the people, the children of Israel, it didn't say a leader led the children of Israel to go and ask God what they should do and how they should win this battle. Everybody now recognize that our destiny, there's no Moses to lead us anymore. There's no Joshua. But we've got battles to fight. They decided, they took their own destiny in their hands to go and ask God. Where I'm going is that it gets to a point, look, you are on your own. You are what, sir? O-Y-O. You are on your own, but I've got news for you. God is for you. And God is with you when you are on your own. You have to do what these children of Israel did, where you now personally go to God yourself. How do I fight this battle? There will be no leader, there will be no pastor, there will be no prophet. There will be nobody. In fact, I think it was one day I was meditating so deeply that I just realized that, you know, one of the easiest things is to tell people, oh, you know, I'll be praying for you. And then you forget. I still remember somebody came to accuse me. Pastor, you are not praying for me. You are not praying for me. You are not praying. And if only that person knew what I was going through. It was worse than their own problem. I'm not praying for you. Are you praying for me too? Please tell your neighbor, after I finish praying for myself. No, tell them now. I will pray for you. Don't worry, I'll pray for you. Let God sort me out. When God sorts me out, I'll be in a good position to pray for you. Please tell them. Just tap them. You better start praying for yourself. Franco, you better. The children of Israel, they had to ask God, take your destiny in your own hands. But that's not really what was laid on my heart to share with us. What was laid on my heart is more like a continuation of the Bible study we heard last Thursday. And it's a question, are you enjoying the grace, the love and communion of God? Let me put it simply, in a way that will hit home. Are you enjoying life? Are you enjoying this one life? Because you only have one. Are you enjoying your life? Please, serious question to ask yourself. And the question came to me. And when questions come to me like that, I seek for answers. You see, one of the ways I try to lead people is that I just realized that as a leader, Brother Kurush, I cannot lead you where I have not gone myself. I cannot guide you on a pathway that I have not been. I cannot show you a way that I don't know, that I've not experienced. I can't as a leader. I cannot. It's so unfortunate what happened to Moses. One of the days I almost fell into a Moses trap. I was so angry. So angry. I mean, somebody made me lose it. And I was about to pick my phone and give the person a piece of my mind. You know why you say you want to give somebody a piece of your mind? You see, some of us, you have given pieces of your mind away. You don't have any mind anymore. You have tiny little mind left. Just give someone a piece of your mind. But I was genuinely, sincerely, legitimately angry. Because the person said something about me that was not true. The person stabbed me in the back. The person was so hypocritical. You know, people will come to you and be doing, yes sir, yes sir. But behind you, they've killed you. Unfortunately, this was not hearsay. Because I don't listen to hearsay. That's one of the things. I'm learning, Brother Cruz. Don't come and tell me somebody said something about me. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. What if the person didn't say it? So don't come and tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. Tell me somebody said something about me. How does that add value to my life? If you tell me somebody wants to give me 1,000 pounds, come and tell me that one. Somebody said something about me. And then I'm living my life looking for who is talking about me. And you think you enjoy this life? You just want to hear what they are saying about you. You just see innocent people. Welcome to them. They are discussing how they welcome people. You say, it's you they are talking about. I know. The way that Usher looked at me. It's me they are talking about. Look at their face. Look, just even look. The way they are looking. Like they drank Lucozade. You won't enjoy life. I don't know why you want to know what people are saying about you. But that's just an aside. I was going to pick the phone. I was mad. I mean, when I say mad. I was boiling. I was shaking. I parked the car. In fact, the funny thing was, I don't know if Sarah was with me that day, but she had gone inside. So I was now seizing the opportunity to call the person and blast them. See the way I'm even shaking now. The memory of it is, I cast the memory out of me. As I was about to, somebody in this church just texted me. Said, Pastor, I was just thinking about you. And sent me the scripture where Moses got angry. And God told him, because you got angry, because of the people, I told you to speak to the rock. You went and you struck the rock. You won't go inside the promised land. Even though I promised you, you won't go. The people will go, you won't. And the person, let me just tell you, because we need to be, when I'm saying we need to be more sensitive, she said, let me see if she's here. I saw her this morning. I still remind her that you don't know what you did that day. She said she was just reading the Bible and studying Moses. And she thought about me. And she decided to send me that scripture. I said, Pastor, please don't get angry. Be careful. I was about, and I am serious. I was going to dial. And then the call came. I mean, the text. Just at that nick of time. And all the anger evaporated. Please ask the person next to you. Are you angry? No. Ask, are you still angry? After you heard this, are you still? I would like to know if you are still angry. Anger. The Bible says, rest in the bosom of fools. Fools. No matter what got you angry. The Bible still says, be ye angry. It recognizes that there's an emotion called anger. But don't sin. And don't carry over the anger. Don't let the sun go down. So if you're angry now, please, can somebody let me check if the sun is still up? I want to give you time. Please check that weather thing. When is the sun going down today? So that, let's give them time. Since they still want to be angry. But let's give them 6:12. 7:12. That's when the sun sets today. Yes. Please, you can stay angry between now and 7:12. But after 7:12 p.m. today, UK time, you've added 1 minute. They say 7:12. You say 7:13. You just want to be angry. You just want people to be angry. Why are you giving them extra time? Huh? What is it? You are saying from 7:13, you're already sinning. No, at 7:12, you started sinning. Sorry, and Jesus is coming. And let me tell you, the person usually that will get you angry is usually the first person you will probably see when you wake up. In the morning when I wake up. No. Who are the people you usually first see? They're usually family. Or the person on your phone that texted you last night. The last text you received that got you angry is the first person you saw when you woke up. And you are still thinking about this. Stupid text they sent me. Who do they think? What an insult. Are you angry? When I see the person. Have you been to church before? And then you sat somewhere and somebody welcomed you or the usher told you to move. And you went upset. You were upset. Please raise your... No, don't raise your hand. Has it happened to you before? No, it's happened to me before. No, let's be honest. It's happened to me before. It has happened to me before. I was upset. I went to a church to look for a sister. And I was looking at where she sat. And then where she sat, I made sure I went to sit behind her. Why are you looking at me like that? No, why is he looking at... Are you upset? 7:12, okay? That's your deadline. And the usher came and told me to get up. Told me to get up. That, sorry, this seat is reserved for people who pray. So me, I'm a sinner. Me, I'm a sinner. I don't know how to pray. It's for people who pray. Meanwhile, I sat down there on purpose. The sister I went to look for in the church was in front. It moved me. I was very upset. Very upset. Then I calmed down. When I calmed down, I said, "Saying God, I'm sorry. It's like I've been found out. I came to this church because of a girl." So after I repented, true story. All of a sudden, they had a guest minister in that church. And all the people that sat where they moved me away from, including the sister who sat in front, they just moved all of them to where the usher relocated me. And here again was the sister in front of me. Brother Kurush, today I'm married to that sister. after my anger went down. Clap! But I was angry. You see how I've missed my destiny? Because of anger. It may sound funny, I'm telling you the truth. I still know that brother. We still met him when we went to camp the other day. Yes, I still know him. The funny thing was, after I wasn't a pastor then, I became a pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church. We became pastors. He now became my assistant pastor. The usher that almost thwarted my destiny. No. No. The usher that God used to teach me a lesson. The guy doesn't know this story. Maybe I'll call him after the service. That you don't know what you did that day. But I give God the glory that God used you to teach me a lesson. Are you enjoying this life? Anger will not let you enjoy nothing. Anger. You can't be angry and enjoy life at the same time. But Jesus had only anger. Be deceiving yourself. You know your own anger is not holy. There's nothing holy about it. You know. By the way, well, when I hear such words like that, I actually go into the Bible. Because I am always very curious. And I went to search the Bible. Is there anything like holy anger in the Bible? And I found that there was nothing like holy anger. Does God get angry? Yes. But what does God get angry at? Sin. What gives God joy? When the sinner repents. Heaven, the whole of heaven is rejoicing. Some of us, when the sinner repents, we're angry. Like Jonah. God said he would destroy Nineveh. He refused to go. Then he decided to go. When God showed him, you know, please pardon my English comprehension, but where I come from, when you are taught one or two lessons, we'll say God showed, they showed you Pepe. When God showed him Pepe, go and warn these people that I'm going to destroy them. Go and warn them. He refused to go. But then, you know, initially, if you read that story of Jonah, you will think that Jonah felt pity for the people. He didn't want God to destroy them. That's why he didn't go. But Jonah was found out. And I will tell you how he was found out. So he decided he wasn't going to Nineveh. He went and took a ship going to Tarshish. Let me tell you what anger will do. Anger will let you get into the wrong ship. You will go into relationships. You shouldn't go out of anger. You are dating that person to spite somebody, to spite your parents. I will show them. They are giving you godly counsel. This is what you should do. This is don't company with people who will drag you down. No, I will show them. Out of anger, you go into relationships. You enter ships. Anyway, he took the ship, and God sent a whale. You know the story. If you don't know the story, go and read Jonah. So eventually, after God showed him Pepe, he repented and said, okay, I will go. So God took the same whale, and it was a big fish. We don't know if it was a whale. And he threw him there. So he now went to the place. In fact, this time with what we will call holy anger, he was telling them, this place will burn down. You will die. Every one of you, goats, cats, chicken, baby, even the one that's not born, you will perish. He was going there. And those people heard the warning. They repented. And God relented. And God spared them. You would think if Jonah had serious compassion for the people, Jonah would be happy that God didn't punish them. Jonah went and was angry at God. That is why I didn't want to go. That is why I know you will forgive. I know you. I know you are forgiving. I know. Look at his own anger. And when God showed him his own life, listen, some things we get angry at are not worth it. You won't enjoy life. No, I just can't stand things like this. I can't stand things like this. Listen, let me tell you the positive side. If you can't stand something, it means that God has given you the unction, the creativity to solve that problem. Rather than you get angry, find a solution. God has given you the solution. The things that get you angry are a sign of what God's given you a solution to solve. We do daily declaration, don't we? I create problems. No, I'm asking, is that what we say? Oh, I see problems and I run. I create and I solve. I create solutions and I solve problems on the earth. What is getting you angry in your workplace is what God has anointed you to go and create a solution for. Stop running. Are you enjoying this life? Let me read two scriptures and we'll close and pray. The first scripture is in 1 Timothy and chapter 6 and verse 17. On Thursday, we will wrap this up. It's question and answer Bible study on Thursday. I want to quickly read the scripture. Please, if you can display it. It says, command those who are rich in this present world, in this present age, not to be haughty, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Look at this. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. All things richly to enjoy. There's a scripture. I didn't send it to the media, but it says that every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. All you need to do, something is getting you angry, you are not enjoying something, speak the word of God to it. God upholds all things by the word of his power. Speak the word of God. You are not enjoying your job. Speak the word of God to that job. You are not enjoying your marriage. Speak the word of God to it. You are not enjoying your course. Speak the word of God. Unless God comes and tells you, okay, I want you to do something else. That's a different matter. Second scripture, John chapter 10. And I read verse 9 to 11. And we'll pray. In John chapter 10, from verse 9, we read to 11. You must enjoy this life, people. God has given you all things richly to enjoy. So if you are not enjoying something now, maybe just ask God and tell God, I want to enjoy this. Show me what to do. All right, John chapter 10, from verse 9. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and find pasture. Please note that. I am the door. If, it's conditional. If you enter through this door, which door? Jesus. You will be saved. You will go in and find pasture. The things that are bothering you in life, the trouble, will enter his gates with thanksgiving. You see, right in the midst of that trouble is where you should praise God. It's where you should enter his gates with thanksgiving. And then enter his courts with praise. Lord, I'm not enjoying my marriage. Lord, I'm not enjoying this job. Lord, I'm not this, that's, be real. But Father, I thank you for this marriage, even though I'm not enjoying it. I thank you for this job. I thank you that I even have breath in me. I thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that I still have somewhere to go. Enter. That's how you enter, through Jesus. Praise him. And listen, we don't praise God because of things that's happening around us. We praise God for who he is. That's why we sent us the names of God. It just reveals the nature of the character of who God is. El Shaddai is the creator, the source of all life and intelligence. El Gibor is the mighty God. Jehovah Nissi, he is the Lord who is my banner. Yahweh, Jehovah Sabaoth, is the Lord of hosts. He fights my battles, the Lord of the angels army. You praise him for who he is. He's not subject to what you are going through. He's subject to who he is. So you enter through the door. Please let me quickly. I want to get out of the way. Next verse. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I have come. You see, even the Lord recognizes, like we've been telling us, you are going to have battles in this life. Anybody who tells you life is battle-free is lying to you. But the good news, God has always made provision that you always overcome. There's always the way out of any temptation or trouble. Thanksgiving. Praise. Praise your way out of the trouble you are in. Praise God. Focus on him. He will show you the way. Say, but I have come that you and I may have life and have it more abundantly. Look at that. More abundantly. One translation says, I have come that you will have life and richly to enjoy. God created this life. Not battle-free, but in spite of the battle, that you still emerge at the other end, victorious. Verse 11, and we close there. I am the good shepherd. That's his name, Yahweh Rohi. But he tells you the kind of shepherd he is. I give my life because of you, my sheep. Listen, if he can give his life for me, what is the problem you think you are going through that he cannot solve? Please, let's talk to him. I want to enjoy this life. I want to. I've made up my mind. I have heard things that will add to my problems. I'm not interested in what anybody is saying or not saying. I'm only interested in what God is saying. That's all I want to know. Please talk to God. Please, you're on your own now. My assignment this morning is finished. I don't know who's taking over. Lord, lead you to pray. But please, take your time. Pray for yourself. I want to be happy. Lord, help me to be happy. Help me. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want anyone that will contribute to my anger, and I will miss your promises. Help me. Help me. This is a cry for mercy, O God.